I want to begin by just opening up with a passage of scripture, very powerful passage that Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 8. Here's what it says. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. I don't know if you've ever seen those optical illusions. You know the kind I'm talking about where, you know, those images where you kind of see it, but you kind of have to look beyond it, right? You don't really see the whole picture. Maybe there's something else there that you're missing. I don't know about you. I'm not very good at those. You know, people around me, they're like, oh, yeah, I can see it. I can see it. I'm like, I don't see it. I don't see it. And it takes me a while. I have to stare and keep staring. So I thought, you know, maybe we would try a few. So if you're watching at home, let's try a few together and tell me, put in the comments and let me know if you can see it. Okay, here's the first one, really simple, kind of an easier one. This is a pretty common brand, a graphic by FedEx. FedEx, all right? Here's the question. Can you see the arrow? Can you see the arrow? If you can't see it, let me help you out. I'm here to help you. It's the space between the E and the X. The space between the E and the X. You see the arrow now? It's actually pretty intentional because my understanding of how they created the brand was that it's like they're a delivery system and there's a destination X marks the spot kind of thing, right? So there's an arrow. There's actually also a spoon, but we'll just keep going, okay? There's a spoon in there somewhere. Here's the next image. Do you see a duck or do you see a rabbit? Do you see a duck? Or do you see a rabbit? Or do you see both? Yeah. Or do you see both, right? If you see both, you're a genius. That's what. No, I'm just kidding. Do you see a rabbit? Let us know. Do you see a duck or a rabbit? Yeah, or both. Right. Here's one more. This one's a little harder. Do you see a young woman? Or do you see an elderly woman? Or do you see both? Do you see a young woman, an elderly woman, or do you see both? Now, let me help you out with this one. If you see a young woman, the necklace of the young woman are the lips of the elderly woman. So the necklace are the lips. Can you kind of see it? Some of you might be seeing it and they go, oh, wait, I lost it. Where'd it go? Yeah. You're like me, yeah. Sometimes it's not even like an optical illusion. Sometimes it's like I can't even see things that are right in front of me, right? Hey, where are your glasses? They're on your head. Or, you know, where are your keys? They're in my pocket. That's right. Or you know, I've got five kids. You go to get an ultrasound and the sonogram picture. You know, they're all going, oh, I can see it. I'm like, I can't see my baby, right? I'm like, it was always so difficult for me. It's right in front of me. I can't see it. And here's the point. At times when we look at things at face value, we seem to be able to accurately see what's there. But our eyes can deceive us and be misleading. We may have a perception of what's there, but we don't always see what's actually there, what's really there, or what's completely there. We have to kind of look beyond first glance. We've been in a series called Stretch, and in this series, we want to stretch and increase your capacity for God. And so today, I want to title the message today, Beyond You. Beyond You. See, because we often don't see the opportunities to live out the kind of lifestyle that Paul talks about in Philippians 2, to humble ourselves as Christ did and consider others and their interests more. Now, why do we do this? Really, because we become disillusioned and may I say, blinded by our selfishness. By our own selfishness, unable to see the whole picture, And in a world that's all about me, my selfie, and I, it is so difficult to see times where we're very self-centered or self-absorbed, and we don't even realize it at times. You see, because I think we've become a culture that is kind of this narcissistic type culture. And so today, listen real carefully. Today, I really want us to observe our life, to really lean in and look beyond ourselves, because we may have a perception of the Christ life, but you might come to find that there's more to the life God wants for you than you actually realized. So if you have a Bible, if you have a tablet, if you have a phone, go ahead and get it and turn to John chapter 9. John chapter 9. Jesus and his disciples, they come along and they come up to this blind man, this man who was born blind. And the disciples seem to miss it. They don't see the whole story. They don't see it, and they don't actually seem to even realize it. So here's what it says in John chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. As he, Jesus, went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that," I want you to underline "so that," highlight "so that," mark down "so that," "the works of God might be displayed in him." As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. Basically, times of the essence. While I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. Wow. See, listen, in this day and time, there was a superstition about sin. People believed that if you had sin in your life, you did not have the favor of God and were therefore cursed. So in this day, if someone had a disease, an impairment, or a sickness, if someone couldn't have children and was barren, if something tragic happened to a person in this day, that would have been clear to the culture that you have been cursed because of your sin, and in turn, you did not have God's favor. And of course, the public, they would just stay clear from these people. Well, in this moment, listen, the disciples don't take this as an opportunity to help the man. No, listen. They take this as an opportunity to discuss the theology of his situation. "Hey, guys, let's talk about it. Let's theologize real quick. What's going on?" See, they can't see it. They miss it. They miss it altogether. See, growing up, I remember my mom would tell us, "Hey, don't point your finger." You know, we'd point the finger, "Hey, Mom, don't point your finger, it's rude." Right? Don't point your finger, it's rude. Now listen, today you may or may not necessarily point a physical finger, but you know how we point the finger today? We make a post on social media. That's how we do it. We point our posts. We have a digital finger, whether it's directly or passive-aggressively, and pointed at people. And by the way, all of you passive-aggressive posters,